Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text is recorded in John chapter 6, verses 66 through 68 in Jesus' name. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed, already gone. That is the title of a book by Christian apologist Ken Ham. Ham argues on the basis of a survey of 1,020-somethings who were raised in the church but are no longer attending that the reasons why they are gone already is not because of worship style, not because there weren't enough programs, but because their churches did not ground them in the teachings of God's word. Their churches did not teach them how to answer the skeptical questions they will face in their day-to-day lives. Ham's book is a plea for the church to stand on the authority of God's word in an uncompromising way so that believers are taught to build their thinking in every area upon God's word. Already gone. That phrase would also describe Jesus' concern over his disciples in our text today. Jesus was at a crossroads during his earthly ministry. Up to this point, the crowds had grown larger and larger. The enthusiasm of the crowds reached its climax at the feeding of the 5,000. But then came a turning point. Jesus preached his bread of life discourse. He said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." How did the crowds react to this teaching? On hearing it, many of the disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Today, many teachings of the Bible are considered hard teachings, even within the church. And this is to be expected. As Paul wrote to Timothy, "For the time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers." Nothing is more common than for people to take offense at the word of God. Sometimes its strictness offends them. For example, contrary to the attitudes widely held today and portrayed in television and movies, Scripture defines marriage as the lifelong union of one man and one woman and calls all sexual activity outside of marriage sin. And it's not just the law teachings that are hard sayings to our sinful nature. The gospel itself is a great stumbling block to each of us by nature. By the gospel, all our human efforts to try to earn our own salvation are excluded. All our good works are shown to have no value when it comes to achieving eternal life. The gospel points us to outside of ourselves, to Jesus Christ, who by his perfect life, innocent death, and victorious resurrection has accomplished our salvation for us. His finished work is received by faith. the empty hand into which God places all the blessings of salvation. And even this faith is a gift of God, worked by the Holy Spirit. The gospel offends many today because it teaches salvation exclusively in Jesus Christ, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father. That means not all paths lead to the same place. Not all religions are the same. It's not just believing something that saves you, but rather in whom you believe, namely Jesus Christ and Him crucified. As college students, you are at a crossroads in your lives. You face new challenges and choices. You enjoy new freedoms and face new responsibilities and decisions. The temptation is very strong, from the world that scoffs at the gospel, from peers, from the example of others, from the devil, to leave your Christian faith behind. The question arises, what role shall my Christian faith play in my plans and decisions, in my day-to-day life as I embark on the new stage of my life? In other words, will you bring Jesus with you into the next stage of your life? As Christians at the crossroads, Jesus asks us, do you also want to go away? Jesus' question in the original Greek expects a negative answer. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked this question for our sake. He wants to draw us closer to Himself. He desires to increase our faith through frequent use of His word and sacraments. Peter points us where to go for this when he says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Sin is our greatest problem, for it leads to death. And if we continue in sin and unbelief, it leads to eternal death in hell. By contrast, Jesus has the words of eternal life. His words do not merely show the way to eternal life. They actually impart eternal life by the Holy Spirit's working through them. By faith in Christ, eternal life is ours. As we stand at the crossroads in our lives as Christians, Jesus asks us, do you also want to go away? May Bethany continue to stand on the authority of God's word, that we may be taught to build our thinking in every area on God's word. God grant by His grace that we may always be prepared to answer along with Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In Christ alone, as He comes to us in His word and sacrament, is the strength to face the challenges of each new day and of the turning points of our lives. He alone can satisfy our soul's greatest need, as we will sing in our hymn today. Lord, Thy words are waters living, where I quench my thirsty need. Lord, Thy words are bread life-giving, on Thy words my soul doth feed. Take them never from my heart, till I see Thee as Thou art. When in heavenly bliss and glory, I shall greet Thee and adore Thee. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Please rise. We will pray together. Prayer number 32 on page 57. Lord, we render unto You our heartfelt thanks that You have taught us what You would have us believe and do. Help us, O God, by Your Holy Spirit, for the sake of Jesus Christ, to keep Your word in pure hearts, that we thereby may be strengthened in faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and death. Amen.